specifically does a bunch of research and talks about this subject, about we all really depend on one another for our environment, if nothing else. Like, we need to share resources with one another emotionally as well as socially, as well as, like, you know, with we depend on others for a lot of our well-being, and we should. That's just that we are social creatures. It should be this way. And the way in which we actually live is sort of broken up. Like, for instance, like the way in which we do healthcare is very broken up, where you can go to an optometrist, but the optometrist doesn't do shoulders, and shoulders doesn't do hands, and hands doesn't do neck, and so forth. It's like there's separate specialists, and so it makes it very difficult where our society in America is sort of broken up in terms of, like, a lot of the resources that we do have are sort of separated and segregated, where it probably shouldn't be that way optimally. Should, you know, if we were to get, like, have optimal care the way it would be best fit, we'd have more generalist connections. I don't know. Sorry to go off topic. KB2IQN.
No problem, Chris. Well, you know, as a general internist, I would tend to agree with you on the sentiment. Unfortunately, the problem is that, you know, back in, say, the 17th century, you could be a guy who read every book and knows everything that there is to know. Nowadays, you simply can't do that. If you are well-trained to, say, eye surgery and ophthalmology, there's not enough hours in the day to know cardiology and pulmonology and nephrology and general surgery and cardiothoracic surgery. And so, you know, ultimately you have to pick a field. And I could understand where the individual would prefer just one guy doing it all. And general internists try as best we can to do that. But ultimately, you end up with certain things that require people that just have to put in a lot of time to get a narrower focus right, as opposed to a broad focus.
Yeah, I understand that problem, and I totally agree that this, you know, this specialty is, you know, a necessity. Where this sort of, like, still has issues is, you know, the pulmonologist not talking to the cardiologist, not talking to the, you know, the ophthalmologist, kind of a thing, where it can be really tricky. There's still some communication, but maybe not enough most of the time, is at least in my experience, where it's difficult to actually get to a direct call with a doctor versus, you know, calling just the secretary to make the next appointment. And then when you get to the appointment, only seeing the physician's assistant rather than the actual doctor, that kind of thing. There's a lot more of that going on right now rather than actually even seeing the actual specialist. So there's difficulties when it comes to trying to coordinate, like, getting the correct care if you've got something complicated going on. And unfortunately, there are cases where something as complicated is going on, and it's not easy to diagnose and not easy to recognize.
Well, I agree with you. Communication, unfortunately, too often breaks down. It tends to be a little bit less of a problem in a hospital setting because you can actually put their heads together at the same place at almost the same time. In offices, it can be problematic, but it's the bureaucracy and it's insurance companies and it's a whole bunch of other things. And even though we throw a lot of money into the system, it lacks a lot of points of efficiency and could always use some fixing. But I still, unfortunately, we're kind of stuck in that I don't know too many people who would be both good at general internal medicine and brain surgery. I went to school with a guy who went on to brain surgery, and he was a clever guy, but I don't know. He preferred surgery to general medicine. So, you know, it's problematic. I don't think anyone's ever going to come up with a perfect system, but we all kind of try as best we can.
All right. Makes sense to me.
Okie doke. Let me call out if anyone out there. I am, once again, and always, AC2GS. My name is Roy, and this is a wake commemorating the memory of Silent Key, Dick K2RIW, who passed away April 26th. Chris KB2IQN, his son, is available. If you have any particular questions that you would like to ask Chris, please give me your call sign and your name. We'll try again. This is AC2GS, and this is Radio Wake for Dick, K2RIW. If anyone has any thoughts, any memories, any comments, or if they would like to ask Dick's son, Chris, KB2IQN, any questions, please give me your call sign and your first name. Okay, we'll try one last time. Anyone with any comments or statements or questions or answers, or if they would like to ask Dick's son, Chris, KB2IQN, any questions, give me your call sign and your first name.
Hello, Roy. M2EO. Can I get in here?
Yes, you can get in here. As always, you know, mind what you say. You know what to say. So please, stay to point.
Okay, boy, I know. I'm not saying anything wrong. I don't know if you're aware, but Hal, K60BZ, died last night. He had a stroke. And, funeral today, his sister is coming in from, Seattle. And at the funeral, I can't go. It's going to be in Staten Island.
Yes, Rich. Most people in Limark know, Richie, K2KNB, sent an email around, and I'm sorry to hear that Hal passed, and I hope he rests in peace, and I don't know what else to say, but yes, most club members are aware of that at this point.
Okay, Roy, last question. What are you doing on at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I don't know if you recall, Richie, when John, KC2WGB, passed away, I thought it would be fitting since John and Dick used to talk into the wee hours of the night on the repeater, and the repeater was active all night. So back then, about 3 years ago, I did it, and it seemed to be good. People enjoyed the experience, and so I thought we would do this again in memory of Dick as well.
Okay. I thought it was going crazy when I heard you were looking this time. I'm just kind of a last story. I don't have much to say. So let me stand by and listen out. M2EO.
Okay, Richie. Once again, this is AC2GS, and this has been the radio wake in memory of a great amateur radio operator, Dick K2RIW, who was the host of the Limark Technical Net and the non-Limark Technical Net before that for over 38 years, and writer of patents and articles and all kinds of things, and taught us a great deal about being an amateur radio operator and being a decent human being. And so if, once again, anyone has any comments or questions or statements to make, or if they would like to ask Chris, KB2IQN, who's with us tonight, please give us your call sign and your first name.
WB2GXM, Rich.
Yes, Rich.
Chris, I just wanted to leave you with a thought. I have a picture of my father on top of the TV that I can watch him as he watches me. He had a million megawatt smile that I truly miss. And I wish for you that you have the same kind of memories and same kind of remembrances. It's telling that both you and Charlene are hams. You're able to enjoy the hobby with Dick. So, wishing you all gentle days for you and Charlene. WB2GXM clear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rich. Once again, it's 3:16. Probably Chris would like to sleep a little. So I'll just throw it out one last time. If anyone has any parting comments or questions, please give us your first name and your call sign. Okay. Chris, I just want to thank you for staying with us all this time and being so open and generous with your memories of your father. And, of course, my sympathies and my condolences both to you and to your mother. Your father was a important aspect of my life and of my life in this hobby. And I always looked forward to have the opportunity to talk with him and go back and forth and discuss stuff. And I'm going to miss not having that anymore. So I just wanted to thank you for your time here tonight, and I wish your family well.
And likewise, I'd like to thank you very much for running this net tonight. I didn't know this would happen because I didn't take part into the one earlier for John Beck and, I can't remember his name now. Names, they're difficult. It's also pretty late at night. I know who these people are, I just can't remember the names. But thank you very much for tonight. It's been very good. And it was good that it didn't happen right away, so I had time to collect my thoughts about my dad before the memorial happened. So that the timing was really nice. So I wanted to thank you for that too. And have a good evening, and we can all get some rest.
Well, you're welcome, Chris. I didn't know how to gauge this because I think when you came on the 26th, it shocked us so much that we didn't have the words. But I thought if we gave everyone a good month, they would find those words. And I'm glad that I did this. I've recorded it, and I'm going to hand it off to Mike, KC2NJI, and I'm sure he's going to put it as an archive on amateurradio.tv. So thanks again to Chris, and my condolences to you and to your mother. And I wish you all people out there a safe time in this coronavirus crazy world. Be safe, be intelligent, and don't panic, and try not to become depressed and give up and despondent. And as Dick always said, and I think that sums it all up, be kind to each other. So this is AC2GS, and we'll be closing the radio wake for Dick, K2RIW. Be well, be safe. I'm clear. Bye.
7-3 from KE2QR. Enjoyed it. Good night. Seven three from KB2IQN and QRT.
And 73 is K2QT.
Net time complete.
73 from KD2MVP, if I'm still on. Great net.
That's a great net. I didn't think anybody would be on that late.
There's still people on that late.
Well, I guess maybe because it's Friday night. Good evening, K2QT.
The time is 3:21 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 3:21 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater.